Welcome to In Your Corner, a program designed with you in mind. The Christian life is a fight, and we want you to know that we're in your corner. God the Father loved you so much that he gave his only begotten Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, to die for you, and has given his Holy Spirit to guide you and keep you, and has given you people like myself in the body of Christ to help shepherd you along. Yes, we're in your corner. And the Bible says, if God be for us, then who then can be against us? We are here to help you get your day started with song, scripture, and prayer. Because if we're going to beat the devil, we got to get filled up with the Spirit of God. Then we got to get dressed up with the Word of God. Then we got to get prayed up with all prayer, supplication, and thanksgiving to Almighty God. Yes, we're in your corner. So go wake up your sister. Go wake up your brother. Go wake up your niece. Go wake up your nephew. Go wake up your mama. Go wake up your daddy. Go wake up your friend and your co-worker. Let them know that In Your Corner is on the air. Yes, we on the air. Beaming the love of God from Dallas-Fort Worth to the known world. In Your Corner. Let me go get my roosters. Let me go get my roosters this morning. Come on, roosters. All right. Oh, I love my roosters. I like to hear my roosters getting up early in the morning time. Amen. Yeah. Come on. Benny, Red, and Crow. Amen. That's Benny, Red, and Crow. They're my three roosters. All right. There we go, Red. All right. Thank y'all, roosters. Let me go get a good song from the Florida Mass Choir. This was back in the day. That was a song that said, Jesus is mine. like that's the Florida Mass Choir. Oh, Jesus is mine. That's how they used to sing it back there in the day. Oh boy, I just love that Florida Mass Choir. Jesus is mine. Is Jesus yours? All right. If you know Jesus in the pardon of your sin, then you can say, Jesus is mine. He's my Lord. He's my Savior. He's my rock in the weary land, a shelter in time of storm. Oh, he's the bread to the hungry, water to the thirsty. Oh, Jesus is mine. Don't y'all have me getting all excited up in here. I can get ready to preach up in here. All right. That's your song for the day. Jesus is mine, the Florida Mass Choir. Time to read the Bible now. It's time to read the Bible. Go get your Bible. We'll be reading out of the book of Jeremiah. Jeremiah chapter 40. Through 43. Jeremiah chapter 40 through 43. Reading along this morning with the Bible Experience.
The word came to Jeremiah from the Lord after Nebuzaradan, commander of the Imperial Guard, had released him at Ramah. He had found Jeremiah bound in chains among all the captives from Jerusalem and Judah who were being carried into exile to Babylon. When the commander of the guard found Jeremiah, he said to him, "The Lord your God decreed this disaster for this place, and now the Lord has brought it about. He has done just as he said he would. All this happened because you people sinned against the Lord and did not obey him. But today, I am freeing you from the chains on your wrists. Come with me to Babylon if you like, and I will look after you. But if you do not want to, then don't come. Look, the whole country lies before you. Go wherever you please." However, before Jeremiah turned to go, Nebuzaradan added, "Go back to Gedaliah, son of Ahikam, the son of Shaphan, whom the king of Babylon has appointed over the towns of Judah, and live with him among the people, or go anywhere else you please." Then the commander gave him provisions and a present and let him go. So Jeremiah went to Gedaliah, son of Ahikam, at Mizpah, and stayed with him among the people who were left behind in the land. When all the army officers and their men who were still in the open country heard that the king of Babylon had appointed Gedaliah, son of Ahikam, as governor over the land, and had put him in charge of the men, women, and children who were the poorest in the land, and who had not been carried into exile to Babylon, they came to Gedaliah at Mizpah. Ishmael, son of Nethaniah, Johanan and Jonathan, the sons of Kareah, Zariah, son of Tanumith, the sons of Ephi, the Netophathite, and Jaazaniah, the son of the Maukathite, and their men. Gedaliah, son of Ahikam, the son of Shaphan, took an oath to reassure them and their men.
"Do not be afraid to serve the Babylonians,"
he said.
"Settle down in the land and serve the king of Babylon, and it will go well with you. I myself will stay at Mizpah to represent you before the Babylonians who come to us. But you are to harvest the wine, summer fruit, and olive oil, and put them in your storage jars, and live in the towns you have taken over."
When all the Jews in Moab, Ammon, Edom, and all the other countries heard that the king of Babylon had left a remnant in Judah and had appointed Gedaliah, son of Ahikam, the son of Shaphan, as governor over them, they all came back to the land of Judah, to Gedaliah at Mizpah, from all the countries where they had been scattered. And they harvested an abundance of wine and some fruit. Johanan, son of Kareah, and all the army officers still in the open country came to Gedaliah at Mizpah and said to him,
"Don't you know that Baalis, king of the Ammonites, has sent Ishmael, son of Nethaniah, to take your life?"
But Gedaliah, son of Ahikam, did not believe them. Then Johanan, son of Kareah, said privately to Gedaliah in Mizpah, prisoner.
Let me go and kill Ishmael, son of Nethaniah, and no one will know it. Why should he take your life and cause all the Jews who are gathered around you to be scattered and the remnant of Judah to perish?
But Gedaliah, son of Ahikam, said to Johanan, son of Kareah,
don't do such a thing. What you are saying about Ishmael is not true.
And invite you to opening your Bibles to the book of Jeremiah.
The word came to Jeremiah from the Lord after Nebuzaradan, commander of the imperial guard, in the seventh month, Ishmael, son of Nethaniah, the son of Elishama, who was of royal blood and had been one of the king's officers, came with 10 men to Gedaliah, son of Ahikam, at Mizpah. While they were eating together there, Ishmael, son of Nethaniah, and the 10 men who were with him, got up and struck down Gedaliah, son of Ahikam, the son of Shaphan, with the sword, killing the one whom the king of Babylon had appointed as governor over the land. Ishmael also killed all the men of Judah who were with Gedaliah at Mizpah, as well as the Babylonian soldiers who were there. The day after Gedaliah's assassination, before anyone knew about it, 80 men who had shaved off their beards, torn their clothes, and cut themselves came from Shechem, Shiloh, and Samaria, bringing grain offerings and incense with them to the house of the Lord. Ishmael, son of Nethaniah, went out from Mizpah to meet them, weeping as he went. When he met them, he said,
come to Gedaliah, son of Ahikam.
When they went into the city, Ishmael, son of Nethaniah, and the men who were with him slaughtered them and threw them into a cistern. But 10 of them said to Ishmael,
don't kill us. We have wheat and barley, olive oil and honey hidden in a field.
So he let them alone and did not kill them with the others. Now the cistern where he threw all the bodies of the men he had killed along with Gedaliah was the one King Asa had made as part of his defense against Baasha, king of Israel. Ishmael, son of Nethaniah, filled it with the dead. Ishmael made captives of all the rest of the people who were in Mizpah, the king's daughters, along with all the others who were left there, over whom Nebuzaradan, commander of the imperial guard, had appointed Gedaliah, son of Ahikam. Ishmael, son of Nethaniah, took them captive and set out to cross over to the Ammonites. When Johanan, son of Kareah, and all the army officers who were with him heard about all the crimes Ishmael, son of Nethaniah, had committed, they took all their men and went to fight Ishmael, son of Nethaniah. They caught up with him near the great pool in Gibeon. When all the people Ishmael had with him saw Johanan, son of Kareah, and the army officers who were with him, they were glad. All the people Ishmael had taken captive at Mizpah turned and went over to Johanan, son of Kareah. But Ishmael, son of Nethaniah, and 8 of his men escaped from Johanan and fled to the Ammonites. Then Johanan, son of Kareah, and all the army officers who were with him led away all the people of Mizpah who had survived, whom Johanan had recovered from Ishmael, son of Nethaniah, after Ishmael had assassinated Gedaliah, son of Ahikam. The soldiers, women, children, and court officials he had recovered from Gibeon. And they went on, stopping at Gibeath-Kimham near Bethlehem on their way to Egypt to escape the Babylonians. They were afraid of them because Ishmael, son of Nethaniah, had killed Gedaliah, son of Ahikam, whom the king of Babylon had appointed as governor over the land. Then all the army officers, including Johanan, son of Kareah, and Jezaniah, son of Hoshea, and all the people from the least to the greatest approached Jeremiah the prophet and said to him,
"Please hear our petition and pray to the Lord your God for this entire remnant. For as you now see, though we were once many, now only a few are left. Pray that the Lord your God will tell us where we should go and what we should do."
"I have heard you," replied Jeremiah the prophet.
"I will certainly pray to the Lord your God as you have requested. I will tell you everything the Lord says and will keep nothing back from you."
Then they said to Jeremiah,
"May the Lord be a true and faithful witness against us if we do not act in accordance with everything the Lord your God sends you to tell us. Whether it is favorable or unfavorable, we will obey the Lord our God, to whom we are sending you, so that it will go well with us. For we will obey the Lord our God."
10 days later, the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah. So he called together Johanan, son of Kareah, and all the army officers who were with him, and all the people, from the least to the greatest. He said to them,
"This is what the Lord, the God of Israel, to whom you sent me to present your petition, says.
If you stay in this land, I will build you up and not tear you down. I will plant you and not uproot you, for I have relented concerning the disaster I have inflicted on you. Do not be afraid of the king of Babylon, whom you now fear. Do not be afraid of him, declares the Lord, for I am with you and will save you and deliver you from his hands. I will show you compassion, so that he will have compassion on you and restore you to your land. However, if you say, 'We will not stay in this land,' and so disobey the Lord your God, and if you say,
'No, we will go and live in Egypt, where we will not see war or hear the trumpet or be hungry for bread,'
then hear the word of the Lord, you remnant of Judah.
This is what the Lord Almighty, the God of Israel, says.
If you are determined to go to Egypt, and you do go to settle there, then the sword you fear will overtake you there, and the famine you dread will follow you into Egypt, and there you will die. Indeed, all who are determined to go to Egypt to settle there will die by the sword, famine, and plague. Not one of them will survive or escape the disaster I will bring on them."
"This is what the Lord Almighty, the God of Israel, says.
As my anger and wrath have been poured out on those who lived in Jerusalem, so will my wrath be poured out on you when you go to Egypt. You will be a curse and an object of horror, a curse and an object of reproach. You will never see this place again."
"Remnant of Judah, the Lord has told you, do not go to Egypt. Be sure of this. I warn you today that you made a fatal mistake when you sent me to the Lord your God and said,
'Pray to the Lord our God for us. Tell us everything he says and we will do it.'
I have told you today, but you still have not obeyed the Lord your God in all he sent me to tell you. So now be sure of this. You will die by the sword, famine, and plague in the place where you want to go to settle."
When Jeremiah had finished telling the people all the words of the Lord, their God, everything the Lord had sent him to tell them, Azariah, son of Hoshea, and Johanan, son of Kareah, and all the arrogant men said to Jeremiah,
"You are lying! The Lord our God has not sent you to say you must not go to Egypt to settle there. But Baruch, son of Neriah, is inciting you against us to hand us over to the Babylonians so they may kill us or carry us into exile to Babylon."
So Johanan, son of Kareah, and all the army officers and all the people disobeyed the Lord's command to stay in the land of Judah. Instead, Johanan, son of Kareah, and all the army officers led away all the remnant of Judah who had come back to live in the land of Judah from all the nations where they had been scattered. They also led away all those whom Nebuzaradan, commander of the imperial guard, had left with Gedaliah, son of Ahikam, the son of Shaphan, the men, the women, the children, and the king's daughters. And they took Jeremiah the prophet and Barak, son of Neriah, along with them. So they entered Egypt in disobedience to the Lord and went as far as Tapuanes. In Tapuanes, the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah.
While the Jews are watching, take some large stones with you and bury them in clay in the brick pavement at the entrance to Pharaoh's palace in Tapuanes. Then say to them, this is what the Lord Almighty, the God of Israel, says. I will send for my servant Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, and I will set his throne over these stones I have buried here. He will spread his royal canopy above them. He will come and attack Egypt, bringing death to those destined for death, captivity to those destined for captivity, and the sword to those destined for the sword. He will set fire to the temples of the gods of Egypt. He will burn their temples and take their gods captive. As a shepherd picks his garment clean of lice, so he will pick Egypt clean and depart. There in the temple of the sun in Egypt, he will demolish the sacred pillars and will burn down the temples of the gods of Egypt.
All right. That's our scripture reading for today. We read out of the book of Jeremiah, Jeremiah chapter 40 through 43. May God bless those who have heard his holy word. All right, it's prayer time now, y'all. Come on, y'all. Let's pray. Let's circle around the family altar. And let's have family prayer this morning. A family that prays together is a family that stays together. Come on, y'all. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, we do thank you and we do praise you again for giving us another wonderful day, a day we did not earn, a day we did not merit, but it was by your amazing grace that we have another day. Now, Lord, as we start out this day, Lord, we ask that you will be with us on this day. For, Lord, we can't make it by ourselves. So we need you on this journey this morning, dear God. We ask that you'll go with us, dear God. And Lord, you know what's happening today in our country, dear God. So we want to lift up our country before you, dear God. We want to lift up our president this morning, dear God. We want to lift up his cabinet. Lord, we ask that you will surround him with godly men, godly women. Lord, we pray that they can give him the wisdom and the knowledge and understanding that he needs, dear God, Lord, in order to make proper decisions for our country. He needs you today, and so, Lord, he needs your wisdom. Lord, his advisors need your wisdom. Lord, give the wisdom also to the congressmen and senators. They need your wisdom today. Lord, even the Supreme Court justices, they need your wisdom today. Lord, all of our judges, even the JP courts, need your wisdom today. Lord, the lawyers, Lord, we pray for godly lawyers, dear God. They need you today, dear God, in a mighty, mighty way. I pray for that person that's in trouble today, who's standing in need of a lawyer, dear God. Lord, I ask that you would defend them, dear God, because, Lord, you are a wonderful counselor. You are mighty God. Lord, you are the Prince of Peace. Oh, Lord, I pray that our country will truly come to see Jesus as the reason for this season, dear God. Oh, Lord, I pray that our country, dear God, will truly come to appreciate the incarnation of Jesus Christ. Jesus coming to this earth as a little baby, dear God, born in a stable, wrapped in swaddling clothes, laid in a manger, because there was no room for him in the inn. And so, Lord, we just pray for our country. We pray, dear God, that you touch our country in a mighty, mighty way. Touch the families, And we'll be careful to give you the praise and the glory. For it's in Jesus' name we do pray, and for his sake, amen. That's it, ladies and gentlemen. We done sung our song. We done had our prayer. We done had our scripture. Now the clock on the wall, let's stand. That's all for this portion of In Your Corner. Thank you so kindly for joining us today. You be careful out there as people are going about their shopping today, trying to make last minute preparation for Christmas. You be careful out there. All right, let me encourage you now to stay with us the rest of the day. You remember our format here at KLITB is at the top of the hour, we minister in the word, and at the bottom of the hour, we minister in the mix. That's music and a whole lot more. I'm getting ready to get a sermon on for you early morning risers this morning. And then at 7 o'clock, I'll be back again with Ghostbusters, because we got some strange things in the neighborhood and somebody needs to say something about it. Then at 8 o'clock, I'll be back again in the Situation Room, where I give you a Christian response to the issues of our day. Then at 9 o'clock, that's time for a look in the book. I'll let you listen to a portion of a sermon that I preach right here at Bible Way Community Baptist Church. Just a wonderful church right here in Irving, Texas. If you're in Irving, Texas, please stop by and worship the Lord with us right here at Bible Way Community Baptist Church. Then at 10 o'clock, that's time for a program called Unshackled. It's a radio drama. It'll make you face yourself and think. Then at 11 o'clock, we'll take a deeper look in the book. Let you listen to a portion about Wednesday night Bible study. Then at 12 o'clock, if you missed any of these programs, guess what? We began to rebroadcast them. So listen to us all day long. Tell a friend, tell a neighbor, tell a co-worker about us. Tell somebody about us, because we are in your corner.